Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful. This is Psychic Jethro. That was Dream Area with Sun Goddess. Well, it's Friday night, and it's Psychic's Gone Wild. I have quite a few people already in the aisles. You know what's going to happen tonight? Well, come on, you guys. What we're just teasing. What we're going to do is we've got our phenomenal hostess here tonight, our newest addition to the Psychic family, Angela Bixley. I've had a lot of you guys asking me, a lot of questions here about today, writing in with the new people and all the things that are happening. We're really adding a lot of individuals. Angela Bixby is not only a certified Reiki master, she's an intuitive consultant, psychic medium, certified through the New York City Holistic Studies Institute. Angela is not only a phenomenal person, she's a very good person that does seances and works with a lot of energetic fields and with their own physical world. So I know a lot of you guys can't wait to talk to her. And what we're going to do is we're going to have one question tonight. We've got a full house. I love all of you guys. I do apologize. We have so many of you. We want to help all of you. I had a lot of emails today asking me, why does it go like it does? What we do is we just take this random. People call in and we answer. I laugh. I know a couple of you have asked me, how do we do it? How do we do it? Is we do it through Skype, and we do it through, obviously, you guys through Blog Talk. So what we do is we try to do it randomly, and what we love about it is it gives you a seat with us marketing to know what we do, and it gives you a taste and a sample to come with the psychic, so you pick your psychic to go to. And I had an individual call me today and made me realize a very good lesson about this. If you think about it, all of these shows are live and we're on there. Each one of us, every time we do one of the sets, goes into archives, and you guys listen to us throughout the week or whenever you choose to. If you realize the best way to pick your psyche is to go through there so you see how each of us do an individual. And I had the person ask me, they were trying to come on Psychics Gone Wild, and they wanted to know why had I chose the different individuals and why were they on and they weren't. Well, honestly, I really do a lot of prayer and angel work, and the guides pick who comes on. You guys, you can ask all of them. The guides have done this with me since we started it. I have a lot of people who want to come on. We love the authors. We love the musicians. We love any kind of guests, and we really definitely love, obviously, Gone Wild psychics. And without further ado, let's bring our latest one and our most funnest person. Angela, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Jethro. How are you?
Really good. I've been working like a wild person, and I laughed. I had a person tell me today that they emailed me and said that they had come on the show when you first came on here a couple weeks ago, and they were just so blown away. They said to ask you today how many years you've done this, and you obviously have a natural ability, and what would they do to be like you?
Aw, very sweet, kind to whomever inquired. 3 years. I trained throughout 2010, but I was actively doing readings for people in 2010 and for the last 2 years as a business.
Very phenomenal.
And what was the second half of the question, Jethro?
They wondered with how, and if you were born with the gift, if you had come into life with this already born with it.
The way that I usually answer that question is I probably was. I only became aware of it in the last 7 years is when I've really actively cultivated it as an adult. I'm 45. So, but looking back, learning what I've learned, I was always connected. I just wasn't aware of it. I wasn't letting it in. I was, my sensitivities were something that I thought I needed to sort of squelch. And I've opened them back up in the last 5 to 7 years.
Phenomenal. And tell everybody, I gotten caught too. Me and you have been like on a marathon. We have a lot of energy, me and Angela, as you guys have noticed when we're on together. And then Angela has been our marathon reader. I have whipped people through here with her, me and her, so fast to get as many in as through. And I realized that, and someone had told me the last show, they're like, well, you need to know how to get a hold of her. Everybody else, you're telling them, you two go in and just like take no hostages. We run through. And I went, oh, my gosh. And so, Angela, give them your information on how to get in contact, and then we'll take a few of those calls.
I will. And you all must know that I'm a Virgo, so I'm a bit of a taskmaster with Jethro. I do just keep them going and keep them rolling with the reading. The best way to get me is to look at my website, www.energyintuit, that's energyintuit.com. My contact info is there. You can also email me at energyintuit@gmail.com or call me on 302-345-0575.
Excellent. All you iTunes fans, we welcome all of you new ones that have just added on to Spiritual Network 5. And I know there's a couple of you that have gotten a hold of me today that we just got connected to that are listening to our show on iTunes. Welcome. It's 773-897-6461 to get into the show. And let's have some fun. 404, you're our first caller tonight. How are you, 404?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Hi, I'm Pete, and I just have a question.
Great. Your name is?
It's T.
T? Good. Well, T, we welcome you, and Angela's the reader tonight, and I'm here helping. We just have fun and go wild. And would you like to ask the question, or you want us to do a general reading and pick up fits about your relationship or what you've been having with your school and finances?
It's actually just a quick question.
Okay, well,
sure, T, go ahead. What is that?
It's just a question about my friendship. I have a friend that I slept with a guy, and there's something strange about him, but I can't really pinpoint it, and I feel like it's like something really bad pertaining to her, but I can't, like, I've been having dreams, and I just want to know, are they true? Too many of them.
Too many dreams, you said, too?
Yeah, about him. Not good.
Yeah, I get a sense that your instincts and your dreams are pretty right on. It's a challenging situation because it's probably hard for you to tell your friend about it, and she may or may not want to listen. But I agree with you. You know, what I get from Spirit is that it's not a very positive alliance for your friend. But the hard thing is she's walking her own path, and she's going to have to make her own decisions.
Yeah, because I was having a problem, like, telling her without her getting upset, because I didn't want to scare her because she's pregnant, but it's like the guy, I can see that he will, I don't know, from the dreams, like, he would bring her home something because of his ways, but I didn't know if it was true or not because it was a dream, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, I understand. What Spirit says is, you know, things are going to be okay for this baby, but it looks like she's actually got a couple people in her life, your friend, who she allows to really direct how her life goes. You know, so they may be in her life under the guise of being helpful, and they believe they're helpful. But she sort of, you know, she's got, it looks like, four or five people that are pretty significant in her life, and this guy ends up being one of them. So There are people that are also watching the situation and will be watching the situation once the baby comes. You know, when you talk to her, just speak from the heart and be as honest as you can about your how much you care about her and your concern
mm-hmm.
for her, and see how that conversation goes.
Okay.
You know, as opposed to any of the scary details, just try to speak from the heart more generally with
yeah.
her. I think she'll be more receptive to that.
Yeah, I was kind of skeptical because I had a dream that he didn't like me for some reason. I didn't want to tell her, and then she tells him, and it caused confusion.
Yeah, well, you've got a good sense about the situation, and he knows that. He's sort of got his eye on you because he knows that you have a good read on the situation. So just stick to her from the heart, and that'll be your best route to take with her, I think.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you for calling in, Tia. Blessings. And make sure you follow along with us. Go on psyches1.com. And I feel you probably will have a reading with Angela later. You have to come back and tell us some other things with it. I can feel you've got a lot going. You're just, you can feel it.
Thank you.
And we are going to go wild. We are going a little wilder. We've got the phones full, and I love all of you guys. 843, you're on live. How are you, 843?
I'm great. This is Kimberly. How are you?
Good, Kimberly. Have you been good?
I have.
I'm glad. And you're a little fibber, but I love teasing. I'm glad to call it. I had to say that. I don't know why. That was just felt fun to do it, tease you. And do you have a question for our Angela?
Yes. My question is, I've been doing some online dating, and I met this guy. His name is Robert, and I just want to know what Spirit is saying about him.
Spirit's saying he feels like a good match for you, Kimberly. He feels like someone that's sort of been waiting for you. You know, he's the kind of person that you've been hoping to manifest, and he's been having the same kinds of wishes for you, for the type of person that you are. So it feels like it's a good match.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it feels good. How about you, Zephyr? Do you get any sense for the connection?
I do feel it's a good connection, and I also feel that it's time, Kimberly. The guys are telling me that this is going to be a very good, positive situation. You've also got to take care of and lift with your legs. They're telling me you're physically doing some stuff you're not supposed to be doing. Your arms and you've got to make sure that you're not, you've got to take care of your back. You're a person that the guys are telling me to tell you to make sure that you're doing this. And they're also telling me that this relationship is something that's going to be very unique, as you and him are going to realize that not only are you two going to be able to date, but also you have some of the same very good characteristics. I agree with Angela. They're showing me you guys working together and doing some stuff that you really wanted to do.
Okay.
Very good. Call us and let us know back. I mean, one thing we love about it is to know we've had a very good feedback, and I did have yesterday where they teased me because I did mess up, and I wanted to know on the psychic challenge, nobody knew all the relationships, but I had a 3-5 ratio yesterday. I tried to marry all the wrong people off, so you know, I don't think it was an intentional Scorpio moment, but it was just, you know, trial and tribulation. I embarrassed myself, so I went and looked at the back psychic challenges. I'm like, nobody did that. You know, so
you're not alone, Jethro.
Thank you. Exactly. So thank you. Call in again, Kimberly, and it's fun to tease you as always.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We are on Psychics Gone Wild, and we are looking at the phones. We're rolling along here. It's Angela Bixby and Jethro, and I'm trying to mess up names today, so if you guys, I don't know why, but the guys want to play the tongue twister game with me. 407, how are you today?
Hey, Jethro, this is Pakira.
Pakira, it's good to hear from you. How have you been?
Well, I've been great, but I haven't called here in a while, so, and I was concerned about something. I've been looking for a good man, but every time I ask someone, every time I go out in public and tell them that I'm interested in them, I compliment them too, but they always taking our marriage. So I'm wondering, should I try to find someone online or what?
Called in. We got a phenomenal psychic. Angela Bixby's in the house, and she's taking names. Angela, what are you feeling for Pakira?
Hi, Pakira. How are you?
I'm great.
The sense that I get is that you're very, very, very strong. You've got a really strong Native American guy. I feel like she's female. And so you've got this really, really strong sort of spiritual core to you. And it's a challenge for you to find the right match, because it's got to be someone of a real high, strong vibration as you. And so that's been your challenge, is you haven't connected with that right level of strength that you'll do well with. It seems like you've got, what Spirit's telling me is it looks like you've got three options coming up. I don't know if it's that you're going to go on dates with three different men, or three different men are going to present themselves in your life. And they all look like pretty decent matches. One of them, though, will prove himself to be sort of the leader for you, the strongest one for you. So pay attention to how strong they are spiritually when you encounter them, and that's going to be the best way for you to know which one's the best one for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so do you think I should try online, finding him online, or what?
I don't feel like these guys are coming through online. I feel like they're people that you're going to meet in your waking life. You may even meet them through, like, a male coworker. There's a male that you're going to meet them through. You're going to go to some type of event. I don't know if someone, you know, invites people out for happy hour or has a party, or there's something that you're going to be invited to where I feel like at least one of them is going to be. I don't feel like online is where you're going to meet these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
That help?
Yes, that helps.
Good. And we thank you, Pakira. You go ahead and call in whenever you want. I know you always say that when you call in. I love you. You're a very positive person, and I feel a very good friend. And you always tell me you haven't done it in a while, and I respect that. But you call in and just let us know like this, and we're going to put some prayers out to you. And I'm glad that you did call in tonight, and we will put prayers out that you find that right person. That's a hard task, but I see you doing it. I think you're on the right path.
Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you. And you're welcome. We laugh. We've got a little bit of a bubble thing going on the phone, and all you guys, we are not drinking champagne. I do have a little bit of root beer here, but there's nothing in it. I swear on my little A&W glass. 916, how are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Thank you for calling in. You're the one drinking the bubbly. I knew it.
No, but I got a bottle somebody gave me at a rest stop 6 months ago in the car, if you ever need one.
Okay. Thank you for calling in and being the little fun we need. Would you have a question for our wonderful Angela?
Yeah, maybe a medium type of. Is there someone on the other side that would like to talk to me? And if you don't see anybody on the other side, then I'll ask the question.
What's your first name, my dear?
I'm Diana.
Oh, hi,
I'm
Diana.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I feel like there are four
people on the other side that want to talk to me. It feels like it's two. One of them, the one that's, it's almost like they're all yelling to come through. One of them's a female who comes through and wants to say something to you. She's sort of the loudest to me. I'm just trying to get a sense of who she is. Someone's coming through that, goodness, she's talking a lot about her marriage. She also, she's very, very funny. She, I don't know if in real life she walked on stilts, you know, like a clown might. But there's something about the way that she walked in life that was very, very humorous. She was almost like a clown to people that knew her and loved her. Does that resonate for you as someone that you knew?
Well, I didn't hear what you said very well, but she walks with a walker, if that's my mother.
Well, and this one, I mean, the way she portrays herself was as if she walked on stilts. So did she have a really good sense of humor? Is she making jokes about walking with a walker?
Sometimes. She's just bipolar. Sometimes
okay.
Not. I don't know about that walk on stilts. Maybe that's just an afterlife joke.
Yeah, it may be. It may be. Right. It's kind of like walking on water. She's walking on stilts. Yeah, she looks like someone, though, that tries to connect with you quite a bit, so it may be your mom. She comes through pretty loudly. Did you have a specific question?
I am.
Are you there? I'm here, but I don't hear anything. I don't hear her talking.
We're trying to
pick
up
the interview.
Can
you hear me now? Yeah, now, okay, now I just heard you.
Diana, did you have a specific question?
Oh, I just, if I need a question, then it's about the man that I met, about working with him. What do they think about that?
What the guides say is he is someone that has a really strong attention to detail. In terms of working together, there's a lot of really good work to be done where you're sort of a big picture thinker and person. He's very much about fine, fine detail. They show me him like with a welding mask on. They show me him with like a jeweler's monocle on. I mean, he's able to really hone in on detail. So if that's going to benefit your working relationship together, then it's a really good match for you.
Good. I apologize there. We got Diana. We got a little bit of wind or something coming through from your phone, like a cell phone.
Oh, it is a cell phone. I don't have Skype, of course.
No, that's okay.
Well, basically, just are we going to be working together or have some kind of relationship? Because we sort of really hit it off at the first meetup.
Yeah, I see you working together. It may go romantic, too, but I see you two working together. You know, he's got that really good eye for detail, and that complements your big picture view of things.
Well, we'll be okay. We'll just be on a teeter-totter. I mean, when you ask to have someone spiritually as spiritual as you are, then, you know, you just pretty much have to take what you got. And this guy is as spiritual as me or even more. I'm holding his picture now. Is that the one that you're talking about?
Yeah, and you're gonna teach each other a lot. You're gonna learn a lot from each other because your different approaches definitely complement each other.
Yes, that's how I saw it. But I'm saying, you know, like I'm waiting for him to make the next move because I'm not gonna be pushy. Is that the right thing to do?
He will make the next move. I think he's already. It's almost like he's already making the next move. He's either like writing an email or getting ready to call you. Yeah, he's thinking about you. He'll be making the next move soon.
Wow. Well, this is what I manifested. There's, and like all the psychics told me, there was going to be two. Well, there is another one, but I'm not going to. This is like I met him through the Gold Ring online. and I don't know if he's in the future or not, but I would be taking up too much of your time if you said, if I talk about that one. So I'll call you about that one later.
All I'm going to say, Diana, is a worker. Diana, Stuart's telling me you're going to have your hands full, and good luck with it all.
Oh, I know I got my hands full. That's what I manifested. So I'm going to go. Thanks.
Thank you. And going right on, we've got the energy here with the phones. 843, can you hear us?
I sure can. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. We have the wild energy with Angela Bixby, and we just raised up with Diane, our shaman worker on the coast. And you are?
My name is Paula. I'm calling from coastal South Carolina.
Oh, beautiful area.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, dear. Just wondering what you see coming up for my daughter, Naomi.
Just tuning in here. Bear with me. It looks like she's got a lot going on. Is she, she's been married? She married, getting married?
No, she's 10.
Oh, she's not getting married then. She's got a lot going on. I don't know if it's with her friends or siblings. A friend of hers having a baby. It looks like there's a lot of social activity for her.
She's in a Montessori school.
Yeah, it looks like she's feels good there. She feels quite connected. They're showing me her, I'm assuming it's in her classroom at a table with a bunch of her peers. She really feels like she's at home there. She's in a good place. Is she expecting a sibling?
No.
Okay. Somebody in her group is, because there's something about a baby being expected that she's really excited about. So it might be one of her classmates that's got a sibling on the way. That friend of hers in class who's got a sibling coming, it looks like she and your daughter form a really nice friendship, because her friend is going to really need that pretty soon. Her friend's a little bit worried about, you know, being unseated by the baby. And so your daughter's a really good friend to her, and I see them becoming very close friends.
Do you see anything with her health?
I'm not getting anything per se with her health.
Okay.
Spirit's not showing me anything in particular with her health. From what I can see, things look good for her. They look healthy for her.
Okay, you're not picking up on my daughter at all then. We're really worried, actually, about her health. She's having a lot of health issues.
Yeah, and maybe the Spirit's not showing me that. You know, Spirit doesn't always show me specifically what's going on with someone. You know, they have me bring through what's in the highest good for me to bring through for you at that time. So, you know, it may be that whatever's going on with your daughter isn't for me to bring through for you.
Okay.
All right, I wish you good luck, though.
Okay, thank you.
You too, and blessings. Obviously, when the guys are doing that, there's something else. Sometimes when I love what Angela just brought up here, and they will do this. The guides and the angels will work with different individuals for reasons, and I know that one thing that I've had them do with me, if this is a spiritual reason, obviously what's going on there was, you know, I've had people say, well, I stumped the psychic tonight. Well, no, you might always look, if you've got someone that's coming in for it, it may be a mission, it is a different thing. I love how you said, Angela, because not always do the guides do that. I do encourage you guys, too, whenever you do have something of a health issue, we are here as spiritual counselors. Definitely always go with the professionals. You know, I am very much into holistic, so I would work with a holistic practitioner. But also, those of you who do, we've had last year quite a few people called in and had health things. We are spiritual counselors, so you need to make sure you're getting those things taken care of with people who have those degrees. I would love to knock at their door and be ornery with some of it, but we all know that Western and Eastern, the best part is to get in there and get it taken care of, you know, when you've got something like this, especially a child. So I want to love all you guys that are coming in. I thank you and welcome you. And 561, you're in for some fun. How are you, 561?
Hi, how are you doing?
Really good. How are you?
I'm a little upset. I have some really bad news. My nephew last night shot himself in the head, 23 years old, and it just totally disturbed me, because last night my lights started flickering on and off, And then I had an urge to put my mother's cross on. So, and then I woke up to that, to the news of my nephew shot himself in the head right in front of his mother because he, she wouldn't give him any money. He was addicted to drugs. So I want to see what you see about the situation. His father and my mother and father are all in spirit.
Mm.
What's your first name?
Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa. I'm sorry for the situation. That's a lot to go through for all parties involved.
Yes, and my father took his life 7 years ago around the same time, so it's really ironic.
Yeah, I'm tuning in. I'm asking Spirit really what's in your highest good for you to hear from Spirit right now, because there's not a whole lot that could be said about a situation like this. Particularly because if he just, you know, took his life last night, it's can be really soon to even, you know, to try to connect with the Spirit. So I'm just trying to get a sense of what's best for you right now. Bear with me.
Our heart goes out to Lisa as she's concentrating again her energy.
You know, they are telling me, surprisingly, just because it is so soon, they're telling me that what he's done and where he's gone is he's with some other souls that are in a good place in spite of all the details of the situation and what you described. So I don't know if it's with all the family members that are already in spirit, but there's, you know, there's something about his journey that was meant to be short, and as much as it was an incredibly violent end to his life, he is already headed towards being with loved ones in spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his father's in spirit, and he didn't take it well when he passed.
Feeling that ass. And they're also telling me that they're also saying that the other part of your family, I agree with Angela and what they're showing over there, that they're heading him that direction of being with your people. They're also working with him, the elder guides and the stronger guides, a lot, especially when you have someone this young and some things that happen, you know, and the higher angels are working with him. The saddest part wasn't just the addiction. They're telling me there was some other family issues that had happened there for a while, and it looks like that no matter what had happened, he wasn't getting things resolved. It's part of why he was using the drugs to cover up some other emotional things that were going on.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and I, you know, Lisa, you got my heart here. I try not to get emotional over the radio, but the guides are also telling me to tell you that you've got to make sure that, you know, you did feel this energy and you have this wave in your house. And, you know, he with the lights and the energies was telling you this. Also, the other guides are doing this energy. Angela does a lot of work with seance to know some of the other remedies, probably stronger. They're telling me with the guides to make sure that you do some real light in the house. I'm not saying anything bad about your nephew, but when you have a death that's strong in the house or you have things around the house and the family, other energies will try to come in because this is a time where your gift is so strong and your energy was picking up and you're feeling that loss because he's just went over and the timing with your dad. So make sure that you're taking that time to do your spiritual things and you do your extra, like you're wearing your cross. I'm really glad you're wearing a symbol. I want you to do a little more of even picking up and doing Bibleology where you're doing your Bible and you're looking into it or feeling your spiritual, what you feel in heart, because the guides are telling me, and it happens a lot with other people I've worked with, especially when you lose a child or someone young, you're thinking of them, and that's when things are going to try to be odd. And that's where you'll get, we call them secondary energies, or we call them, I've had people tease and call them gremlins, but they're odd energies that are in between, and what they do is they look for a place to roost. So when we're emotionally really distraught or grieving or depressed, they will come in and try to come in. And I want to make sure you're doing the light in your house. I want you also making sure that you do some of the other tears. I feel you're still hurting over your father. Your heart is so heavy that you cried, but yet you've never really got to work with anybody on with him and doing it. I would suggest maybe having a session with like Angela or one of us on the Skype and have us go back and talk with him. Your dad has had a lot over there to talk with you about, and as a child you kind of went to your dad, and after he passed it left a void in your life.
Definitely. Yeah, my mother, my father, my brother within 3 years.
You need to have one of them do it, and that's why you called in tonight, Lisa. I mean, I know Angela's affordable. I know she'll work with it. I know at this time, and I can tell you from personally, from all my years of, we went in, when I was younger, we went and had a lady do a seance where she took a, I'm not kidding you, she took a 6-foot table through a 4-foot door. And I was young and never took my hands off of it, but that's where I started with this, and I learned really quick. My aunt had just passed, and seeing her on the other side, docking with her, having someone that's got like Angela's or mine's, one of us mediums, working and helping you get those resolved. You're going to cry. Do it with one of us you really feel trust. That's why we've got the best here, because you want to get that out, and there's still some hurt, even though you've already cried for the funeral. I feel like you need to kind of talk with him, and he keeps telling me, I'm feeling him from the other side. Angela could feel it too. He's saying from the other side that he understands with the youngness of it, and what he really feels is like things kind of went silly. Like you're still trying to keep the family together. Everyone started dying, and you're feeling some kind of guilt, like you were trying to keep everybody together, and they were falling. Things kept happening.
Yeah, you can't keep somebody together if they don't want to be. You can't keep the family together and do it all yourself.
It's true. Yeah. Very true. I bless you. I thank you for calling in. I know we're
okay,
helpful and our words are, no, that's, you know, and get a hold of us on Psychic Chat or Facebook and those places. We do the prayers for each other, and, you know, I stay strong. We'll, you know, we're here for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye.
You. Going on tonight, this is Psychic's Gone Wild. And all of you guys, you know, put a little prayer out there for Lisa in Florida. That's just really, you know, that's a lot to deal with and an energy.
Thank
and I No, I bless all of you guys that are coming in. We are going to take just a second here as we're running through and do a few emails. We've got a people writing on Skype. There, the one question I'm supposed to ask Angela is, Angela, I have been learning to read auras, and I feel that you're very green. My husband says you have to be purple to be a psychic. Which one of us is right?
Oh, you're not going to put me in the middle of a triangle, are you, people? No, you know, both colors are good and both colors are appropriate. Green tends to be a lot of sort of from the heart chakra and connections to other people. So it's important to have green in your aura. Purple is definitely a color of the seventh chakra, which is our connection to our higher power. Neither answer is right, neither answer is wrong. They're both right.
You have that, Christy and Ted. Quit arguing with each other and relax. It's like it's going well. You guys make
you're
me laugh.
Right.
You're both right. Michelle, you're on next on the phone. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you well.
Oh, good. Excellent. I'm calling from Australia. And
nice.
Hi. I think this is my first time calling in.
Thank
and
you. Welcome.
Just wanted to get a general reading, if possible.
Yes, we can do that. Michelle, I welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro and Angela Bixby, and I welcome you calling in. I'm glad you're first time. And to do a general reading, Angela, would you like to go first, or would you like me?
You go first. I'm tuning in. Still.
Michelle, I'm picking up with you. I'm seeing that there's other people. I feel that you have a responsibility. First, I thought you were a healer or something with other people, because I keep seeing other energies that you seem to be sharing energy there. And I thought, okay, you're either a healer or you're someone who's contributing to other people. They keep telling me you have a mission where you're helping with some kind of charity or something. There's something financially that you're helping do this for a good cause. The guys are telling me that you are very stubborn. What's been your quality is that you're not giving. You're handling a lot. When I go to see relationship, I feel you have someone, but I feel you're both like working at really strong missions or really strong work, and so your time is valuable, is what they're telling me.
Yeah, and I'm getting a lot similar to what Jethro had in that whatever this mission is this work that you do, I don't know if it's grief counseling, volunteering, feeding people, but it's just masses of people that you help. Whatever work it is that you do or volunteer work that it is that you do, you affect and touch lots and lots and lots of people's lives every day. You do really strong work.
That's really interesting. That's really interesting because I don't do anything at the moment. I have done before. But what's really interesting about that is that I'm thinking of, I'm working from home at the moment, and I actually work on the internet. So I probably do reach quite a few people. And the other thing is that I'm planning to possibly go back to school and do my master's in psychology. And what I would actually like to do is write a book, which is about parenting, but parenting from my own personal experience, and not so much a psychological type text, but more of a, I guess, a spiritual kind of text, but more in plain language, not in spiritual language. And so it's quite interesting that you say that, because I've been thinking about that a lot over the last little while, and whether I should go down that path or not. So
I do. I see you going down the path of counseling. It's almost like that, as you go through school and do your practicum work, that fuels the, you know, pays the bills and such while you write your book. And the book that you write, the idea that you have, is a fantastic one. You have a really good grounded experience within your own. I don't know if you have your own family or if it's from the nuclear family that you came from, but that book is going to do really well. When you launch that, it's going to do really well. You've got a lot of creativity that will come through in that. Spirit really, really likes that idea, is really supportive of that idea. Good luck to you, woman.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's fantastic. Thank you for that.
Thank you, and blessings to you, Michelle, and glad you tuned in for the first time and let us read. And I love all the ones we've got, all these people right now, and it's like, well, she did say she did it later, so there. I love you guys. New York, we've got two friends there. Brandy's writing me, telling me that they knew that I was going to get in, and I did get into the American. You're right, I am now an American Confederation psychic, and I love you guys. They're like teasing me that now. Yay, now I got the name, and then I turn around and add. But I love it. You guys got to realize I am doing three shows. I do Spiritual Learning Connection, I do Psyche's Gone Wild, and I do Living in the Psychic Realm. So there are my days, and I had someone teasing me today, go, you don't eat as much. And I said, I still eat. I just am trying to narrow it down, because they always, the joke was before, Angela, I was always chewing on the phone, and I'm trying to cut back on it. So some people are just comedians. 305, you're on live. How are you, 305?
Hi, Jeff. So my name is Deanna, and I wanted to tell you, I heard about you from Janine Reagan Sinclair, and I thought you were doing so much to help her. And now I realize why. I'm a Scorpio, you're a Scorpio, very altruistic, and Angela is a Virgo, so I know that I'm going to connect well with her. I don't have a question, but anything that comes through will be helpful, and I'll be grateful for that.
Very blessing. Very cool.
Wonderful. Deanna, you said your name was?
Yes. Yes, Angela.
Yeah. And I have a Scorpio moon, too, so I have a lot of points in Scorpio on my chart.
We rock. We rock.
Intuition, yeah, your intuition on the connection there is great. Bear with me. I'm just tuning in to your energy. You've got this really youthful, vibrant energy and a combination with an old soul. It looks like you live a lot from your heart chakra is what they say. It's almost like you care for a ton of people, but in a really effervescent way. I mean, you're constantly pouring forth for others, but you maintain your sort of youthful way about you, and you deliver wisdom to them. It's really nice.
Very, very fraternal in a way, and yes. Mm-hmm. And I do care for people I don't even know, but I was hearing Janine speak about how much Jethro is helping her, and when I saw that the program was on tonight, I decided I'll go in and call and say thank you, because it's a good thing that you're doing. I think she is wonderful. I've heard her 3 times, and not on your program yet, but I believe she's just excellent. So I'm really happy that she's receiving the right amount of help.
Blessings, and thank you. And she is our little phenomenal from United Kingdom. And she's like Angela. It's just like the angels blessed me to have these good friends. I laughed the other day that one guy said, you know, they were talking about going to work, and I said, yeah, I got to go in and talk to really hyped and, really strong, powerful, attractive women. And the guy laughed. He goes, you don't sound like you're really upset. I go, I'm not. I'm grateful. I said, I did something good on the other side. My angels love me. You know, and it's like, I just thank you for telling in, and I do feel that. And I love what you said with the guides. They're telling me that you also are a kindred spirit, and that your energy is part of what is happening is you did this in another life. I'm seeing you with, like, a life where we did a lot of magic. I feel like you're familiar, like it was like there was a carnival life, like a gypsy life. It was positive, it was dancing, there was lots of work and energy, and you were really fun in that life, and you did, like you're doing now, you're helping others with their astrology, you're helping them with their energy. I also feel that the love in your heart is why you're here this life, and you're going to be instrumental with some of us. I have a feeling that there's a part that you play with me and Angela and some of the rest of the Gone Wild family, because the guys got me real emotional with you. They said that you really want this good for the humankind.
I do, actually. And you know what? I do think I was a gypsy before, and I also think that gypsies came from Egypt, and that's what the funny name, because I'm pretty much, I'm an interpreter. I translate for a living simultaneously, and I always associate words, and I'm thinking gypsies, they must have come from Egypt. I do think that I was in some lifetime, a person who tries to analyze and guide without profiting, but maybe I did something wrong in one of those lifetimes, and I'm sort of suffering in this one because of that, because I do understand others, but it's not mutual or reciprocal.
I sense that you're going to channel. I mean, it's interesting that you're an interpreter because you're already doing something verbal, I guess, and cognitive in that way, but it feels to me like you're going to channel if you don't already.
Well, it's always called me since I arrived here at 17. I started reading Edgar Cayce or Casey, and all sorts of things. Ruth Montgomery, from youth to medium age, senile age. But yeah, I'm pretty much in this wavelength.
Nice.
I was wondering if you could see that I'm going to overcome the problems I've been having, not caused by myself, over the last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, I feel your heart lightening. It's been heavy, but I do feel it lightening, and I see things clearing up for you a bit with whatever's been going on.
There's a reprieve, yeah, and they're telling that it looks like there's other people putting links in. You were out there harboring where they had some other things coming around you, and it looks like now that's part of this. You're part of one of those light workers, too, that we're putting in links to help you. They show me that there's going to be a couple people that come in and kind of pull some of this off. I worry a little bit about some of the stress. You've let some of it get to you where one side of your body's hurting.
Yeah, but Janine was very good with that. I've listened to her in 2 shows. Once in the same show, and then another time on another one, and she's really helped. And all the people that are doing this type of work on Blog Talk and other venues, mm-hmm. are really doing something that is so very much needed. I am grateful.
Okay. Well,
thank you,
Deanna, and bless you for coming in and talking to us. And when you see Janine or you see her on here on Wednesday, tell her, hey, well, we'll see you again. We're rolling here. We've got a lot of you guys going wild. I know I got in trouble because I have a couple of you beeping me. We've got only a few minutes. We've got about 10 minutes left, and we've got about 12, 14 callers. So we're unfortunately, not everyone's going to get in. 562, you made it in. Do you have a quick question for us?
Yes, I do have a quick question. Thanks so much for taking my call. Great show as always. Wondering if I had an interview this week. Do you see me getting that or something else possibly?
What's your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Ola.
Hi, Ola. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice meeting you. Thanks.
I see the interview going well. I see them, it looks like they call you back for another interview, is what the guys are telling me. I don't know if it'll result in an offer, but it looks like it's going to go well.
Okay. And
looks like you're going to be part of working with a big team. Like it's almost to be a member of like a 10 or 12 or 15 person team. Is that what you're interviewing for? I have a sense that you're going to get it. If not, the interview that you have that's for that kind of a position is what I see you doing.
Okay. Would that
make
be
sense?
This month? No, but it could be another position that
okay.
I haven't interviewed for. Yeah.
I do feel like it's very soon.
Okay.
3 weeks, maybe. 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah, it feels like it's within the month.
Okay. Great. Okay. Later.
We'll put some prayers behind you. Get a hold of me at psychicjethroal.com and I'll send you the abundance prayer. It works well.
I've been doing that. Thank you.
She's going, I've got them working and I'm magnifying and it's magnetism and I want it now. I can feel it. Cool. Blessings, and we're going to put out the good vibe for you. That was I can feel it.
Thanks.
You. We're in that economy right now that everybody who's out there is trying to really get this work. And I had a friend tell me we're going to have a drumming circle where everything's green and we're beating the wood to make the financial nickels ring. So it is that type of year for all of us. So, you know, blessings that we have many aptitude with financial coming. 954, you got in. How are you, 954?
Well, thank you. This is Mary. And I also wanted to know if my financial situation is improving soon.
Thank you, Mary, for calling in. This is Jethro and Angela. We're tuning in to a little bit. I do feel there's something a little bit there. I feel like there's a little stress. Now, you've got something going on there a little bit with, I feel like there's something blocking your business, or is it a business that's closed?
No, I don't have a business.
Okay.
I get a sense that whatever's been going on with your finances, there are a couple people that are involved that have affected them. And it's as if you've written a plan to kind of rectify things, and these people have kind of come in and messed with the plan. I mean, it's been a really hard time for you financially. And it looks like it's still quite a struggle. And again, it's not just your own doing. It's as if there are a couple other people involved. But it's involving a loan, so I'm waiting to hear if there's going to be a turnaround in the situation. Yeah, it feels like there is, but it's a couple months off. It's going to feel hard for a couple more months, but I do see a lot of light coming into the situation, like 2, 3, 4 months, maybe.
That long.
It looks like things will improve.
Mm-hmm. Will that be quite a bit or just a little? Or?
It looks like quite a bit to me. I mean, it looks like right now with what you've been going through, it's going to feel pretty weighty for the next couple months. It's going to feel like things aren't getting any better. But once it improves, I see a big improvement.
Okay, and it'll stay that way? It'll stabilize then?
Yeah, it should stabilize. And it's almost like whatever solution it is that's coming through, you'll receive it in three parts. Did you say something about like a suit or a settlement? It's almost they're going to pay it out in like three parts, and it's going to be huge by the time you're done.
Oh, because I got notification I'm qualified, so they said I should be hearing within 4 weeks about how much or whatever the terms are.
Okay, good. Yeah, just stick it out. Two more months and things will feel a lot better for you.
So it will be very considerable then and turn things around?
That's the sense that the guys are telling me, yes.
Okay, in three parts.
There's something about three parts.
All right. So it'll gradually get better, in other words, in each one.
Yes.
Very, very good. Okay. I thank you so much. Thanks for
You're welcome. Good luck, Mary.
Thank you. Bye.
We're rolling here. We still are getting them in, and we're whipping them through, and you never knew, you guys. Here we go. 856. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild.
I haven't talked to you for a while. It's Rosemaria. Whatever you can pick up.
Hi, Rosemaria. It's good to hear from you. I worry about you.
I'm doing good.
Good.
Hi, Rosemaria. I'm just tuning in. Bear with me.
That's cool.
The guys tell me you've been spending a lot of time alone lately, really sort of assessing things, but also with a little bit of loneliness. It looks like you've been sort of longing for a couple different situations that look like they have to do with family, home, personal. You know, there's just things feel pretty spacious for you, but not necessarily in a positive way lately. And what they tell me is that you've got there's one person who's close to you that helps lighten things up for you. And things start to, The loneliness starts to go away soon, is what they say.
I didn't catch the last part.
I was saying the guides say that the loneliness looks like it's going to be lightning soon. Where you've been, it's as if you've been feeling sort of isolated. I don't know what it is, the situation that's going on for you, but whatever's been going on has felt isolating for you. And it looks like that shifts very soon. There's someone that looks like a close friend that sort of helps you, and things get moving along. Again, I don't know, you know, I don't want to get too personal. I don't know if it's a personal situation, a relationship situation. There's something that's been going on for you, but I see improvements very soon.
We got there, Rosemary. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, because I've been trying to apply for jobs and try to get moving where I want to go, basically. So it's like going to work on the computer and answering them back.
Give our prayers out for you. We're headed out, Rosemary. We're going to do the prayers for you. We'll talk to you later. I'm glad you call in. You call in more. You hear me?
I will. Thanks.
I want to check on you. I'm a psychic, but I got a lot of people I pray for. And I love you dearly. 949, you got in right under the skin of your telephone wire.
Okay. Anything to pick up that's coming up for this next month of April? Anything.
Okay. And your name?
Selena.
Selena. Ooh, Selena.
I get spotlight. Like, I don't know what, I don't know if it's work or personal, but there's something coming up where you're going to be really positively highlighted, almost like you're in a spotlight.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It looks like a work situation. I don't know if it's like an award you're going to win or you're going to be picked to lead a project or something. Yeah, you're going to be kind of tapped in a really positive way.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I agree, and it just looks like there's other attention. They keep showing me that there's some situations that has to happen, and you're going to end up with, I feel you're going to get something pleasant as a gift. They keep showing me, looks like a gift. I also keep seeing a man who wears a hat. He looks like he wears the hat they used to wear, like the newspaper hat, that kind of a, like a debonair hat, you know?
Okay.
They keep showing him. Oh. They show it's very positive. They said that you are also have an ability. You're very, very, very smart. You study. You're reading. I see you've got a bunch of things you're putting together. There's something you're working on and formatting that's going to work really good for you.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right now I'm working on getting my master's degree in teaching special education.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Thank you so
good.
Much.
Thank you,
good
and
luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are at that time of night. They're going to roll us up and head us out that door, and we love each and every one of you, but it's time to say night-night, and we got to tell everybody. Angela, tell them one more time on how they can get a reading with you if they need to, and would love to have more time to find out what you have to help them in their future. Where would they go?
www.energyintuit.com. You can read about me, my services that I offer. My email address is there, energyintuit@gmail.com, or I can be phoned on 302-345-0575. Thanks, Jethro. And thanks to everybody who called in tonight.
Rock, and thank you, Angela. Once again, Angela took the house, and I know all of you guys love that I do teach you, but please definitely check out with our psychics. We've got some phenomenal ladies and men we're bringing in all over. If you get a chance on psychicsgonewild.com, go through and look. We've had our special guests. We've had people that have come in, and like we've got with Angela. Do this. It's like when you go into a really nice food service, you do go to check it out, do a little bit of a, you know, checking it out. We've got some phenomenal people here to help you. We do have Saturday is going to be really wild, you guys. We're going into April. This Saturday will be our last show like this, and then we're going to do a whole new forecast. We're going to have psychic operations. So what's going to be great about Gone Wild is if you get in, you're going to get a lot of time. There's only going to be probably three people that are going to get in to see the psychics, but you're going to have all four or five psychics. We're bringing Pamela Cummings in, the big name here, to work with your heart chakra. She's going to do love and relationship, and then we're going to turn around and add Dina Flanagan doing health and psychic work. We're going to try and get here. I'll work with Angela, have her come in on one of the days, and have her work with the mediumship and on the other side. So what you're going to get is you're going to get all of us and see us really intense what we do when we really sit down with a client. So you guys that are doing this to check it out, Saturdays you want to come in. We've got Casey Kelly. We've got Shelley Seitz doing the astrology with you, and she's not holding back. That Sagittarius is going to shoot you with every aerial she's got until she takes out your whole family. She said she's ready. She's going to go in. She's serious. So you guys, if you're ready to laugh, if you're ready to go wild, get a hold of us on Saturdays. We've also got a new one, and I will let you guys know her name is also Shelley. She's a psychic who works with animals, very clairvoyant, very gifted lady who's going to help us from LA. She's a hoot and a riot. We can't wait. She will be coming in and out. And Janine Reagan Sinclair, you guys heard of her, you know, already tonight, and she comes in and out. She's agreed to do a Sunday. We're going to do the same thing on a Sunday because of her timing. We're going to put some people through, and we're going to do some psychic operations there. They're going to throw me out the door. So blessings to all of you. Until next week, stay good, do night, talk to us when you can, and be good. Blessings.
Peace out.